We have some outstanding theater programs at our Cincinnati area universities, but you might be less familiar with what's been developing at Xavier University over the past few years. Stephen Skiles is directing the program there. It's now an official major. He's been teaching there since 2012, but a decade earlier, he announced his dream of establishing a degree program there. You want to say a little bit about that, Stephen?
Sure. Yeah, I started my teaching career at the university level back in January of 2002. I was teaching an Acting 1 class at Xavier. We were actually over in the old Armory building on the forgotten side of campus right now. And about 2 weeks into that class, I remember very clearly going home and looking at my wife and saying, man, I want to teach here full time. These kids are terrific. They were very passionate, very talented, very intelligent, and very keen in their work. And I was just really, really drawn to it. So my affinity for Xavier started very early.
Yeah. You'd already been in and around town for a while. You graduated from Hanover College over in Indiana and actually were part of the very first season of Fahrenheit Theater Company way back in the day. That's what we call Cincinnati Shakespeare today. And then you did your master's degree at Ohio University and interned at the Playhouse. So you've had a lot of interaction locally. You left town for a little while to teach, but kept coming back?
Yeah, I did. I remember in 1994, we did a tour of a show that we were working on at Hanover during my senior year. And we actually did a production over in the Stained Glass Theater in Northern Kentucky. And that was my first trip to Cincinnati. And I will never forget coming up 71 North and coming around the corner and seeing the city and really being taken by that view. And for some reason, I thought, wow, you know, this is probably where I'm going to end up being. And, you know, I had no reason for that whatsoever to think. But yeah, it didn't take long for me to really kind of fall in love with the city and the people here. So I feel very fortunate to have had quite a long career.
So let's talk a little more about this program. You've established a major at Xavier, which is the undergrad programs there are liberal arts programs. Mm-hmm. So that's a little different than some of the other opportunities here in town for folks to major in theater, which might have a more specifically professional orientation to them. But can you talk a little bit about what does it mean to have a program like this at Xavier?
Well, you know, one of the things about Xavier University is it offers a terrific education, and we have a very strong core curriculum. My first degree in theater was a BA in theater, like you said, from Hanover. And so having the kind of that wide-ranged general education, I found really helpful as an undergraduate student and as a professional because I had a lot of things that I could fall back on. So I always thought, going back to 2002, that a strong, unique theater program in the BA setting at Xavier coupled with that strong core curriculum and allowing students to double major in another field could really be quite attractive, I think, to students. So I was at a panel actually with Joe Deere
from
Rocco Del Vera.
From
Wright State. And we were talking with some students about the difference. And he gave what I think is the most brilliant idea of the difference between a BA and a BFA. And he talked about if you had a stack of cards at a BFA, think about your education going very deep in one field, but it's going to be very narrow. And then think about spreading those cards out on a table and getting a very broad education that may not be as deep in a professional sense, but you have a wide range education with theater being a big component of that. And I thought that was a really terrific image to talk about the difference between the two.
You have given your theater majors and others involved in your productions some professional experience by virtue of the fact that you've recruited a lot of folks who are theater professionals to come and work with your program. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the whole idea behind the program was to write a BA degree in theater and a Bachelor of Science degree in theater education. And now we officially have a BA in musical theater that was just approved about 2 months ago, to write that around the idea of having professional collaborations. So that meant that we wanted to bring in professionals to work on productions, to teach classes, to do workshops when we had time. So we really work with a lot of people, and we're very fortunate about that. I mean, right now, Bridget Leake and Regina Pugh are directing our current productions of the Laramie Project and Laramie Project 10 years later. We just brought in Charisse Green from New York City, who's an up-and-coming playwright, professional actress, and vocal coach in New York City, and Tiffany Green to direct the world premiere of Cannibal Galaxy.
That was back at the beginning of
that was back in early September. We have Ed Stern, you know, everybody's local favorite, I think, coming back to direct a production of Buried Child with Bruce Cromer and Regina Pugh joining the cast of that production. So we're very fortunate to be able to offer those types of educational opportunities for our students, because I think they're just invaluable. And what it really does is bridges a gap between what they're doing at school and where they may end up going. Mm-hmm. And so they get, a really good look at what professional theater means, the work ethic involved there, and they're making a lot of really cool connections.
Have you had a hard time recruiting people to be part of this?
No, I tell you, I can't find enough time or enough projects to bring the people in that want to come. I hear from people every week. I'm so fortunate about that they really want to come and work with us. And people who come in really want to come back. So I haven't had any problems whatsoever, you know, from Ed to Michael Haney, Lynn Myers, Brian Isaac Phillips. I mean, all these folks are really giving of their time.
You are also, it appears to me, when I look at the stretch of your season, to give your students quite a broad experience in things. Past fall, you did Legally Blonde, the musical, which is kind of light and fluffy and a lot of fun. Coming up, this Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which is a musical, but not very much like Legally Blonde.
Right. Not at all.
all about America's seventh president, who is something of a populist. I suppose that has a little bit of echo in today's political world.
Yeah, it really does. I actually just finished John Meacham's biography, American Lion, about Andrew Jackson, and it's really fascinating to read about his rise through the wilderness of Tennessee as a young man and making his way to the presidency and his ideas about being a president for the people and really expanding the role of what the president was and did within American government. And to read phrases and paragraphs in that book and think, my gosh, we've heard about these things in the last 1 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, I think, going to be a fascinating opportunity to kind of look back and to look forward as well.
Well, that leads me to think about another aspect of your program, because it's not just about training students for degrees in theater, as I understand it, but also because it's part of the broader curriculum that students and other people at the university come to see your shows. And part of what you're doing is creating dialogue around topics that are important on college campuses today. I understand that a little later this winter, you're going to be bringing back a show called Slut Shaming, which is certainly an important topic to talk about with college students today.
Yeah, we did that last year, a really tremendous play written by Trey Tatum and directed by Bridget Leak. And they did it a few years ago at the Fringe Festival here in Cincinnati. And I saw it and immediately thought, we have to do that at some point. And we did it last year. And we formed a really tight collaboration with the Title IX office and had a lot of support from different organizations and departments across campus. And they actually sponsored shows, and every ticket for every Xavier student was free last year. And it offered us the opportunity to really have a lot of post-show discussions, to look at programming later in the year so that we can continue having those discussions. We actually did a showing of the documentary Hunting Ground. We did the Vagina Monologues again last year. And so it ended up being a really terrific opportunity to really engage in that, which I think we need to be doing. And so we actually added it. We're going to do that in March. Trey and Bridget are going to be back on campus working with us on that. The Title IX office is collaborating with us. I'm thrilled to say that every ticket is going to be free again. Our president, Father Graham, our provost, Melissa Bowman, the Center for Innovation, the College of Arts and Sciences, they've all gotten on board and are really behind this project, and they're offering all the free tickets again for students. So I'm really excited about that.
That really speaks to the importance of the arts in general and on a college campus and what you're able to do with that. Well, I've been talking with Stephen Skiles, who's the director of Xavier University's Innovative Theater Program. For more information about theater and productions, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Thanks so much for telling us more about what's happening on stage at Xavier.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.